The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 382.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today's guest, I have a phenomenal lady on the show. She is a woman with many tricks off her sleeve, such as TV and event host, a self-help author, and many more. I'm just really excited today to have her on to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Bianca Valerio. Bianca, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, so hi, Sheena. Hey, hi, everyone. And by the way, this is so great what you're doing. I think it's just so awesome that you are an angel of positivity to the world out there, adding to that, just that good energy. And I'm so happy to be here. I know it's so hard to, you know, it's so ironic that your show is all about confidence. And I get so awkward talking about what I do for a living, because usually you're just like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a writer. Honestly, I do have a lot of things. And it actually has a good backstory to it in relation to confidence. So in the Philippines, so I'm from the Philippines, and I'm a TV and event host or presenter. I've also written a book on self-help and makeup. I'm also a newspaper columnist and a beauty editor for a magazine. I'm also a personality development speaker. And just currently, I had just launched my own travel website.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Bianca, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote would really have to be, don't be afraid to make fun of yourself. Like, rather than have people make fun of you, like, make fun of yourself first too, so that it always gets awkward when everyone makes fun of you and you can't take a good laugh. Like, it's okay. Life isn't that serious. And if it is, you don't have to make it seem that way.
I like that quote, especially just learning to be like your own cheerleader, right? I mean, sometimes when I tell jokes, I'm the first one to laugh at them. And my friends are always like, why do you laugh at your own jokes? Because it's like, I have to start it first, right? Before anyone else. And it's just like this domino effect. So I really like what you mentioned, you know, just having that light, you know, light outlook on life too, right? Just not take things seriously, like you mentioned. So great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
You know, right now, confidence is not something I have so much at the moment, because my brother had recently passed away. And so to have that strength to like push and be strong for my family and you know, all those cliches, it's been the most difficult right now. It is like right now where you don't have it together, where you feel so broken and you just feel like nothing makes sense, and yet you push. I don't even want to say, you know, you wake up and you're grateful to be alive. No, not even that. You just push. You just push, and you just think, there are people who need me right now. I need me right now. And there's a reason that I'm alive this very second. That means I just need to keep pushing. I don't know why. I don't understand. And sometimes I just don't want to, but I need to. So that's it.
Thanks for sharing that definition. And, you know, sorry to hear about your brother passing, but, you know, it is a great definition, because things like these do happen, unfortunately, right? A loved one passes away, and sometimes you don't know why it happened. Sometimes you can't explain it.
Yeah. Or even like suffering a broken heart. I'm sure 9 out of 10 people have suffered a broken heart from a breakup or a broken engagement or anything. So a loss, whether it be through a death or through a love or through anything, is a loss is a loss. And so I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that kind of pain.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I always say every situation, no matter how good or bad it is, something good will always come out of it. So, you know, thanks again for sharing that great definition. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
In a nutshell, I was bullied for many, many years, grade school to high school. And I even tried committing suicide in school. And in life, I tried committing suicide 9 times. In school, I did it once. And before bullying had ever become a real social issue, at that time, I think parents would just think of it, or teachers even would think of it as like so petty. You guys don't know what real struggles are. These are like little childhood squabbles. But no, I mean, obviously we know now. So the suicide rate due to bullying and all these things, cyberbullying, any kind of bullying is escalating. And you really do feel alone. So growing up, I didn't really have friends. I used to talk to walls. I used to talk to the walls in my school because I just really didn't have friends. And that is how I, to gain confidence, not even confidence, just to survive. Okay, just to survive and figure out how am I going to go about my everyday survival is I read self-help books. The very first one that what I read was, I'm so ashamed for forgetting the name of the author, but the title is How to Be Happy. And it's like a cartoon in the cover is like a cartoon image. And then he wrote another book, How to Make Friends. Those were the first two self-help books that I had banked on. And did they work? Maybe the How to Be Happy just a little bit, How to Make Friends, I think so. But to be honest, not really. Because I think when you're feeling so broken, you're just, you don't know what else to do, but they helped me to some extent. And that was when I knew back then where I wanted to do something like this. And when I had gotten into modeling, which ironically is supposedly where you feel confident, makeup. So first it was self-help books. And then number two, when makeup artist had started working on me, I first looked in the mirror and I was like, damn, I look so different. And I look pretty. And even if I feel so ugly inside, I felt pretty. And that was like some transformation where it's very aesthetic and it's seemingly very shallow. But I'm sure you would know, even getting a new haircut, getting a blow dry, shaving your legs, you know, it really has, or doing your eyebrows, it does have some transformational emotional effects on the inside, even if the transformation is primarily on the outside. So that was makeup. And then so on and so forth. I'd gone to beauty school and I decided I want to write a book. And when I had written a book on self-help and beauty, and as I started working, making my own money, just all those things adding up, they had started to give me confidence. But I think the one thing that really gave me confidence was to feel love. When I was bullied when I was growing up and I didn't have friends, I really thought I was the most unlovable person. And I thought there's no guy who would ever want to date a loser like me because people in school would call me a loser. And so when I first started dating, or I had my first boyfriend, when I was in college, you know, people think that you need to be whole and you need to be super confident in order to be in a real relationship. I honestly don't think that's true, because love is what heals a person. And it's like a dog. How can you tell a dog that's been injured with broken scrapes and all that, oh, I'm sorry, I can only love you if you're whole and looking good? That's not true. But in fact, a dog can be the best pet there is once it feels this love. And that's how I felt when I had, you know, dated another person, and I had just built up that self-esteem and to become the person that I am now. I'm not saying that you need to date in order to feel whole, but I'm just sharing from experience that to feel loved by a friend, by a romantic partner, by your family is the most healing thing that there is and can really build that confidence in you. So yeah, there really is a culmination of different things, but I think love ultimately is what helped me learn to love myself. Sorry, that was so deep, but there's just no way to explain that so simply.
You know, it's a great explanation. Sometimes we don't know what love looks like. And if we can see it, you know, from a genuine person, like our parents, our best friends, even, you know, a partner, you know, then we can learn from them and realize we can do that to ourselves too. We can love the same way to ourselves, and, you know, it just overflows afterwards, which is, you know, which is great. Because of that, what's your life been like now?
Because of that, it's really so interesting that you came at a time when I wish I could tell you everything's amazing. But it is really, as they say, a matter of perspective. It is really your mindset. All in all, of course, life is great. You know, I have food to eat, meaning to say there are people who are struggling who can't even pay their bills. And here I am crying because my brother passed away. I mean, there's two different things, but we all go through our own struggles. But at the same time, there are blessings that are there that we miss out on. So right now, My family's healthy. I'm healthy. Of course, I'm feeling very broken. I'm very sad. But at the same time, I realize that, hey, I still have my sister. I have a dog, by the way. And life is, all in all, I have been traveling, and this travel website has really brought new life to me. I knew that after doing the self-help book, which was in 2011, that what the name of the book was Face to Face, The Healing Power of Makeup, and I had donated all my royalties to charity. The new passion that I have now is using like motivation and self-help through travel. And so it's like, even if I'm sad, it's taking my mind off it, or I'm turning, as they say, cliche, turning my wounds into wisdom. So I'm turning that pain into power. And so right now I'm in a very transitional process of trying to find my bearing from knowing the uncertain of what my family or life is going to be like without my brother. He was the eldest and the only son, and seeing my parents go through so much. And if I'm already like so broken, I can only imagine what my parents are feeling like. But moving forward, I wish I could tell you I knew what what the plan was, but I don't. I really don't. And I wish that I had it all figured out. And ironically, I just posted a video on Instagram about sharing to people that, you know, it's okay if you don't have it figured out. It's okay if you don't have your shit together. It's okay if you don't know what to do, because we will never know what it's like to be whole if we don't know what it's like to be broken. So right now, I guess the universe is just teaching me to just find strength somewhere within myself. And remember what it feels like to be whole again. So little by little, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, for being so honest and vulnerable too, right? I think people think self-confidence is like, you always have to have a strong face. You always have to, you know, not share your problems. But here you are, you know, fully just letting go and just sharing what you're feeling right now. But knowing there's, you know, light at the end of the road, I think that's the most important thing that we can learn from this. So I'm really grateful that you're just sharing your all. And that's also, you know, confidence, just learning, having the courage to sharing your all, even if you're afraid that people might judge you or think differently about you.
People will judge us for what we're doing right now because they think what we're doing is a load of shit. They think everything is so emo, or they think everyone has a reason for something. And confidence is also knowing that if you have a story and you feel like you need to tell the world because you think it can somehow make the world a better place or make you a better person to contribute to a better world, then you do that. Fuck what people say. They're going to talk anyway. Might as well give them something good to talk about. Meaning they can say shit about you, but it's based on something good. If you know that your conscience is clean, you're not hurting anyone, then you find confidence in that. That's why I've never met you, Sheena, but I like you already. You know, you are a blessing to this world. And for you to make this effort to build this website and use your time and your heart to reach out to people through this medium of podcasts and this digital realm where it's so uncertain, because anyone can just be a troll and be a fucker, you know? Sorry to be candid, but you are very brave, and I get a lot of courage from just speaking to you. So thank you for sharing your energy with me.
Not a problem. And thank you as well for being here and sharing your story. You know, it's just inspiring to know that, you know, even though you're going through probably one of the hardest things in your life, you're still standing, you're still pushing, as you're mentioning, and, you know, you're still doing good out there. You're still doing great things out there. So thank you so much. And, you know, I love that tip. You know, it's okay to share your story no matter what happens. Like you mentioned, coming from a good place, and there's nothing wrong with sharing your story. So I really appreciate that. And Bianca, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you, check out your book or your travel website, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
My website, it's all about travel and motivation and all positive things. And it's biancavalerio.com. People think that, oh, but I don't like to travel. I have fear of heights. I don't like to ride the plane. The whole purpose of the website is, while the physical aspect is literally to travel, but remember that venturing out of your comfort zone, stepping out of that, stepping out of the box, is traveling. So it is not just physically, but it's also metaphorically. So I encourage it for anyone who just wants to, I would like to try and spread some positivity in this world. And my YouTube channel is also Bianca Valerio. On Instagram and Twitter, it's @Bianca_ Valerio. Yes. And Facebook is Bianca Valerio Official. There you go.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Bianca, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Bianca's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Bianca today, you know, for sharing her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So Bianca, I really do appreciate you sharing your story today.
Thank you, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.